If you love Baltimore sports, you'll love WNST.net.
Very side state. I mean, we were not allowed within a
hundred yards. You were over at the mall.
Yeah, we were in Columbia. Yeah, exactly. So that's a big night. My first concert ever was Billy Joel's Stormfront at the Cap Center.
I was there that night.
That was a huge show for me.
You opened with a matter of trust. I can tell you.
Look at you, come on, boy. Come on, boy.
My second show, Saigon Kick Extreme. That's a show.
A little wholehearted, a little more than words. Where'd you see them?
I saw at...
You weren't Webster, old enough to get into Hammer Jacks to see Extreme.
No. This was at a theater.
American University Bender Arena. You know who I saw at Bender?
Who?
Nirvana.
For real.
It's the only show I ever saw at Bender. No, I'm lying. I saw the Bodines there, too. Music guy, man.
So you are a music
old
guy.
Old school.
That's big time. See,
I've been to a couple thousand concerts.
Okay, Matt Nathan. Back to Matt. He's a music guy. Like, you're a music geek, obviously. He is like the super geek.
Let me give you a tip, okay?
Right.
This is something that maybe you could be a part of
Don't
as a musician.
Say geek.
No. The best music website I've ever seen being done right now, Daryl Hall, has a website called Live from Daryl's House. Just go to Live. This is Daryl setting up high-def cameras in a shed up in upstate New York, in Woodstock, New York, where he lives, and he invites cats like you to come to his house and jam. It's the greatest website I've ever seen. Matt Nathanson did it.
Levon Helm's doing that, too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know Levon Helm's doing that, man. All right,
well. That's a great, wait, what's it called again?
Live from Daryl's House.
Live from Daryl's House. Matt did it?
Matt did it. Smokey Robinson did it. You know, John Oates did it, too.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, he just bangs it out with T-Bone Walk and those guys, and they make up some food. It's like a television. It almost looks like something you'd see on VH1, but you can tell it's not. Like, Daryl's doing it. He's in charge. He's making like an iMovie type thing.
Wow.
It's badass.
Wow, that is badass.
And they pick any songs they want to do. Like, if you could sing a song with Daryl Hall, what would it be? He does your songs, his songs, and then you like do Terrence Trent D'Arby's Wishing Well.
Man, I would do Ryan Adams songs.
I saw Ryan Adams at the Paradiso in Amsterdam.
How was it?
And I don't want to tell you what the air smelled like here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Rocking at Ryan Adams. I saw Ryan and Brian.
Okay. Ryan is the realest. That's it, man. For me, songwriting, that's it. He's it. And I say that comfortably. That guy's got talent.
Well, we're going to be all right. Mark Roberge from OAR of a Revolution. I don't have your Merriweather date yet, but I'm sure we'll get it together.
Working on it.
It was my pleasure to meet you, my man.
Pleasure's all mine.
There he goes, man. Even though he's a Redskin fan, I'm going to shake his hand. We'll step out.
If you love Baltimore sports, you'll love WNST.net.